Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Monday, June 8, 2009. The Israeli military kills four men in Gaza and attacks farmers in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Four Palestinian men were reported dead in an Israeli shelling targeting the border areas near Gaza City on Monday. A Palestine information center in Gaza reported that the men were part of a group of fighters that clashed with Israeli soldiers at the borders in an attempt to capture Israeli soldiers. The Israeli military told media that soldiers clashed with the armed men on the borders close to Gaza City. Then an army helicopter attacked the group, killing four. Palestinian medical sources in Gaza reported that four bodies arrived at Gaza City Hospital, but added that the number may increase as 10 others were injured in the shelling, among them critical injuries. Elsewhere, the Israeli military kidnapped a Palestinian farmer from the village of Awarta in northern West Bank on Monday afternoon, after the settlers had destroyed his land. Local sources said that Suleiman Korik, 37, arrived at his land near his village after settlers set fire to his crops the night before. Shortly after he arrived at his land, Israeli soldiers came and kidnapped him and took him to unknown location, local sources added. Settlers and the military have stepped up their attacks in northern West Bank since the start of last week. Also in the West Bank, five Palestinian civilians were kidnapped during Israeli military invasion, targeting a village near the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Monday morning. Local sources reported that Israeli troops invaded farmlands that belonged to Palestinian farmers from Al-Baqa village near Hebron and kidnapped four men and one old lady as they were working on their lands. Earlier in the day, the Israeli army attacked farmlands near Al-Baqa village and bulldozed huts and water wells that the farmers use. At least five villagers were beaten when they tried to prevent the army from damaging their property. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.